we have an opportunity to ask God for anything that we want. Our greatest hopes and desires, anything that is going on in your life, anyone that is in need of prayers, anyone that's asked you to pray for them, anything that you want to pray for, you have that opportunity at every time you go to Mass. And so it's important that when we go to Mass, we realize that and we actually go with a prayer intention. We actually go with something that we want to ask of God. Either we're praying for ourselves or for someone else or for the entire world. Whatever your personal prayer may be, there's a time for that in the Mass. You may not realize it, but it's right at the beginning. So the first time the priest says, "Let us pray," that's not just a cue for the book bearer to come. When he says, "Let us pray," there's supposed to be a moment of silence after that. This is called the collect. At that moment of the collect, he is actually collecting all the prayers of the people, the entire congregation, everybody that is there in the church, the General Assembly. He's gathering all their prayers during silence and offering them to the Father. You'll notice at that moment the priest has his arms in Oron's position. He's praying in the person of Christ, offering his prayers to the Father, offering your prayer to the Father. But in order for that to happen, you have to actually have a prayer. You actually have to have an intention, and you have to state it in your heart, in your mind during that moment. And sometimes it comes and goes so fast that we're not even ready for it. But if you are ready before Mass, if you prepare before Mass and know what it is that you want to pray for, when the priest says, "Let us pray," and there's that moment of silence, you can make your prayer to God. You can offer your prayer to God. And the priest will gather all the prayers of the entire assembly in that moment of silence. And as he lifts his hands and arms in the Oron's position, and as he says the opening prayer, your prayers will be joined to that and offered to God. So I want you to think about that today before you go to Mass. What's your ask? If you could ask God for anything, what would you ask him for? And the most amazing thing is, he might even answer it during this Mass. So your prayer experience now will be to fully, actively, and consciously participate in the liturgy. And after the liturgy, you'll come back to this and spend some time in journaling.